Yeah, well, first let me give an anecdote, Darwin, because it kind of illustrates the years in which I came in and relates to what was going on at the national level in Washington, interestingly, not in NHLBI and not the American Heart and in New York. When the American Heart, when the National Heart Institute was founded, either the months before or the initial months, as part of the intellectual process of the founding of that organization, somebody, and it would be interesting to know who, or somebodies, among them Ted Woolsey, as I recall, and Iweo Moriyama, as I recall, public health officers in the USPHS, sent out a letter to 100 top cardiologists in this country saying a National Heart Institute was being formed, it would be part of the Institutes of Health, it would have a big research mission, but Institutes of Health, and therefore concerned with improving human health, controlling cardiovascular disease, and would the cardiologist comment on certain aspects of the cardiovascular disease mortality trends. And they sent all of these cardiologists a set of graphs of the curve of cardiovascular disease mortality, as I recall it, age standardized, men and women, black and white, I think for the four ethnic groups, from official U.S. statistics, and asked the cardiologist to comment, you know, on the eve of the founding of this institute, what's going on. And they got back a raft of answers, responses, which they didn't know what to do with. And somewhere along the way, a year or two later, not much later, you know, I met all of them at some kind of conferences, because I was by then in the latter 50s, mid-50s, getting interested in epidemiology. And one of them, either Woolsey or Moriyama, or two of them together, said, you know, Jerry, you're the person who might be able to take all these responses to, you know, our questions about how to interpret these trends, what's going on in the country, you know, and put them together in some kind of a rational discourse which could serve to help the Heart Institute or the Public Health Service and might be published in a paper. And if I recall correctly, that was my first epidemiological paper. I read all this stuff, I reread it, I sorted it, annotated, you know, from it, and wrote a paper, which I'm co-authored with Moriyama and Woolsey, etc. And that was, I'm quite sure, my first epidemiological paper. It's in my CV. But the main point of that anecdote is that in connection at the very beginning with the founding of the National Heart Institute, there was a concern about the general heart and cardiovascular disease problem in the United States, the mortality data, which were the generally available data, the trends, including at that time the rising CVD trend, and what it all meant.
So this would have been recognized mid-40s, immediately post-war?
The Institute was founded the year I began research, 1948. 1948. In the year, it's a very interesting coincidence, which periodically everybody recognizes and does something about jointly or not jointly, that both the American Heart went public as a voluntary agency in 48, and the National Heart Institute was also founded in 48. That's why they both had a 50th anniversary at the same time, which they did not celebrate jointly, which was, very unfortunate by my standards. But those were founded at, so this had to be just pre-48 or very early 48, but that sat in a drawer because in 48, I wasn't at all involved with any of those people. I was a kid, a fellow. I began January 2nd, 1948 with Louis Katz, working in the animal laboratory on the chicken, for a variety of reasons that are irrelevant at the moment. And but by the early 54, 55, I was already interested in epidemiology. You know, certain things were clear to me from the chickens about blood pressure, about cholesterol, about salt, about the two together. And the question was, and then we of course had estrogens, and I posed the question of the male-female differences and to what extent these were estrogen related. You know, that's a question still haunting us at this nice moment after the Women's Health Initiative report. And I began to get interested. It's very interesting. I made, for whatever reasons relating to my own background, the leap from animal experimentation to the population. These are the kind of questions that should be explored. But a key catalyst of this, see, was that shrewd article Jim Watts, who became the second, I think, director of NHLBI. C.J. Van Slyke, as I recall, was the first director, who had a short tenure before he retired. Then they took Jim Watt from the Rio Grande, where he was working on diarrheal diseases, career public health service officer, epidemiologist, mind you, and appointed him director of the National Heart, Lung, or National Heart Institute then. And some of the cardiologists, including my caustic chief, Louis Katz, were rather taken aback and used some crude language about what the public health, you know, the expression that was used, or we'll put on the tape, but off the record, what are you doing to play doctor, head of the Heart Institute? Jim Watt was a very keen guy and proceeded systematically to cultivate important senior statesmen in the cardiological community. Paul White in Boston, Howard Sprague in Boston, a couple of equivalent people in New York, Louis Katz in Chicago, and one of his several objectives was to broaden epidemiology in the National Heart Institute agenda and budget.